It's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Crary Industries, and by BASF, your partner for better dry bean solutions. And our first stop on Crop Watch in the Barnesville, Minnesota area, visiting with Jake Thompson. Jake, sounds like it's been an interesting spring so far.
Yeah, it's definitely been a challenge, needless to say. So we've got anywhere from obviously field conditions to calving conditions to ourselves have had some mechanical issues. So it sounds like it's been a struggle pretty much for everybody. So
are you getting any crop in?
We are. We're going pretty good on corn here right now. We actually had some wheat probably in almost 2 weeks ago. And that was on some alfalfa breaking that was in the hills. It was pretty dry. So, and then it took a little bit. We got going on some corn, had some tractor issues, got through that. So we got delayed maybe a few days there. But we're going pretty good here now. So
anything emerging yet or not?
Actually, just up the road here, I see a neighbor's got some corn that's emerging that he got in pretty quick. When we went on our tractor watch, we were down in southern Minnesota, towards the cities, Buffalo, Minnesota. Did see some beans and some corn up down there too. But around here, there's some guys that are just getting going. There's some guys that are three quarters of the way done or more. And there's some guys that are like us that are probably in between. So
are you thinking of switching up maturities or switching crops at all or not?
Basically what we did when it come to any switching is our crop rotation plan kind of went out the window. Basically we went to whatever fields are dry, we're going to get corn. That's still where we're at right now. We're not that far out. If we can continue to go for the next 2 days probably really well, we'd probably get done with corn. We haven't done any sugar beets yet. That ground's pretty wet yet, and we haven't thought about any soybeans yet. So we have neighbors that if they're equipped that are running two planters that are pretty well caught up in some of that. But and again, yeah, we've got neighbors that haven't even turned a wheel yet. So
it's been pretty hit and miss all the way around.
Yeah, I've talked to some friends over in Lisbon, and that area sounds really bad, and I feel awful for those people. And even here, we farm a lot around Rolog. I don't know what's going on up there in those clay hills, but it's like the frost is still coming out with all this moisture.
Our next stop on Crop Watch in the Wolverton, Minnesota area, visiting with Jay Nord. Jay, how are things going for you guys?
We're really just getting started. We've got, as of right now, we're 10% planted, and we are planting corn today. Our goal by the rain this weekend is have 2/3 of our corn planted. I don't know if we're going to make it or not, and finish our wheat. That field is really wet, too, but I think we'll plow it in.
Some of that wheat that we got in earlier, is that coming up yet or not?
No, but it is germinating. The corn we planted last week is not really germinating. It kind of shows you how cold it was over the weekend and continue being cold. So we haven't lost any season yet, but it's the calendar says we're about done planting.
Yeah. Did you do any switching at all or not?
No, we haven't. We talked about switching one field this morning from beans to corn because it's tiled ground. We're kind of hoping we get some others planted and leave that one in soybeans. Basically, all we have farmed this spring is old beet ground and or tiled ground. And it's kind of the same in the area, this area especially. You get towards Wolverton and very little has been done, but you get to Comstock and north, a lot of work has been done.
Yeah, so everybody's been saying today it's been kind of hit or miss.
Oh, absolutely, and the heavier the ground, that 4 to 6 inches of rain we got a couple weeks ago really pounded the ground down and sealed it up.
Yeah, are you having to go and work that ground ahead of time to open it up then or not?
Yes, we used a harrow on some of the early stuff, and now we're in unworked bean ground, soybean ground, so we're using a super coulter. And that seems like it's working good. You need to leave it a day and put the fertilizer on and work it again.
And our next stop on Crop Watch, we're in the Fergus Falls area visiting with Rob Froning with Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Rob, you get a chance to get out and travel. First of all, in this area, it looks like guys are going where they can.
Yeah, right now it's going pretty well right around the Fergus area here. A lot of the corn, it's amazing how fast it can go in the ground, the guys that can go. Talking to a few farmers here over the weekend, they are running out of dry corn soil, so they are making some shifts over to soybeans. So we're seeing some soybeans coming in, going in the ground as well. And we're hoping if we miss the shower tomorrow, a lot of the corn guys will get in what they can. There's going to be some potholes and some prevent plant, smaller acreages, not whole fields in this area, but definitely going to have some of it, more than we're used to because we're not used to any. But then we'll be making the shift to soybeans and going strong with them.
You mentioned the prevent plant acres. Is it like that all over the place then, or just around here?
Prevent plant, we're talking across the whole area. That we have some areas where they're just getting started planting any crop. We're lucky here in Fergus where we've had some drier days and not as much rain, and we're able to get a lot of the corn acres in. However, the low spots are wet, and they can't get into those. And coming to the final plant date on corn, May 31st, we're nearing that date, and another shot of rain is going to pretty much seal the deal on those acres.
Yeah. So you're thinking this week will be the decider, huh?
Absolutely. I think this is going to be the week that they're going to decide to go. You know, we still got good market prices, and that's going to encourage farmers to go out there and get a crop. And I know we're getting late compared to normal, but the guys still want to produce a crop, and they want the bushels, and there's opportunity there at these prices. They can still make it work. So they'll push into early June, but I think, again, another heavy rain here now in the next few days could kind of shut us down, and they might not make that decision till early June, but it could be the end of it.
Are they switching maturities up then, going earlier, or what are they doing?
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen a lot of people shift in their hybrids to lower maturing corn, just because we're getting later in the season, and when they're normally hoping to plant in late April and they're planting in late May, that's 30 days difference. So definitely seeing a shift. A little bit of struggles on getting seed, of course. That's always a struggle when we're making such late decisions, late switching hybrids. But we're doing what we can, getting what we can in, and they're going.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Crary Industries, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, and by BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans.